You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Here's something you may not have done before. Go to a ceilidh in your swimming togs. But at the Sean McDermott Street Pool in the centre of Dublin, they've been staging aqua ceilidhs for the past 4 years. Kate Beggy from Gael Inn is one of the organisers. Good afternoon, Kate.
Hi, Sean. Can I start to you?
Not too bad, thank you. So if someone turns up at the pool, what's the procedure? And if they've never done it before, of course, I assume you kind of run them through how this works.
Yes, absolutely. So you come to the pool and really the goal of the whole event is that you're having fun, first of all. You're in a community with loads of really nice, welcoming people and that you engage with Irish and aquatics. So you rock up to the pool. And we trial the dances on the deck. So we'll show it with other people first out of the water so people have an idea. And then they practice it in the water without the music on. And then they do it with the music. So don't worry, there's no like literal throwing in the deep end. You know, like we're very nice about that kind of thing. And it's all about participation and fun and enjoying yourself.
And are there particular dances you do that, you know, that like are on the ground dances? You know, are you doing the Siege of Ennis and that kind of stuff?
Oh, yes. Yes. So it's Siege of Ennis, Walls of Limerick, and then Unseen Ahintja, Ballylimney, August, na Tonnta Hori, so the Waves of Tory. So they're all ceilidh dances that you would do anywhere, like you do in the Gaeltacht, you do in Dublin, but they're just in the water and their routine is slightly changed to account for that because, of course, you can't move quite as fast as you would on the land.
Yeah, because I would imagine moving to the music would be more difficult, really, if you're in the water.
A little bit, but you know, I think a little bit, but we account for that. And Ian, the manager of Gael Inn for Adult Education, has that all planned out. But to be honest with you, Sean, it's more, of course, there's that bit of the dance, but it's about the fun and it's about the people there and the people who come. That's the most noticeable and enjoyable part, and that what people take away from it when they leave, in my opinion.
Yeah. Do you need to be able to swim?
Nope, not at all. No, there's no swimming in it, really. You're in the pool, of course, and obviously you can swim a little bit to do certain things. But no, the whole thing about this is you don't need to be able to swim. You don't need to be able to speak Irish, which between Gael Inn and Sean McDermott Street Pool, that's an ethos that we both share, that for aquatics and for Gaeilge, that we meet people where they are and we want to create opportunities to engage with it, no matter what your level is. So that's kind of one of the main goals and main points of the event.
Yeah, and so everyone's down the shallow end then, I assume, if there's no swimming involved. And how many people can you accommodate at any one time?
About 50 to 60 is our max around there. Yeah, so it's a big pool. It's a community pool. It's been under Swim Ireland's jurisdiction for the past nearly 3 years now. So it's a pilot pool. It's the first of its kind. And it has brought so much joy and energy and revamping to the area around Sean McDermott Street.
Yeah. And are you saying you can have 50 people in the pool all at the one time, or are people taking turns?
No, they can all be in the pool at the one time. Yeah, we have enough space that we can do that without people being out of their depth. Yeah, we have enough space to do that.
All right. And how do they engage then with the Irish language through doing that?
So the majority of the instructions are given through Irish, which is absolutely fine and understandable because they're looking at movement while we're explaining. So you don't have to be able to understand exactly what each word means to understand what you're meant to do because of it. So the thing with Irish as well is that, and many languages, is that we learn through doing. So when you're focused on, oh my God, I'm in the water, I'm doing a ceilidh, I'm with my friends, I'm having a great time, all these people are so lovely, you're not really thinking about the fact that you're learning Irish words, but you are. So that's how the Irish comes into it.
Yeah. And when you started doing this, did you have to kind of figure out almost from scratch how to adapt the various dances for the water?
Yeah, I suppose we did. Like, not from scratch, though, I wouldn't say, because a lot of the movements are very accessible. If anybody's done Unseen Ahintja, the Siege of Ennis, like, you know yourself, it's not really, really difficult. So adoption-wise, slightly, I suppose, but really we were trying to make it so that people would be attracted to coming, and we were putting the emphasis on the Irish and the pool and the engagement with aquatics and the language more so, to be honest with you.
Yeah, and the next one is at 6:30 this evening in the pool, as I understand. Is that sold out?
No, we still have some spaces. So it's €5 this evening, and you can register on Gwaelin's Instagram, but also you can just come to the pool. We still have spaces available. If you're in Dublin, if you're looking for something fun to do, something unique to spend your Friday during Seachtain na Gaeilge, which this is an official event of Seachtain na Gaeilge as well. So if you rock up and we have space for you, we will absolutely accommodate you.
Okay. And as you said, it's a fiver per person, though that money is going to the Lourdes Daycare Centre.
Yes, so the Lourdes Daycare Centre is directly behind Sean McDermott Street Pool. And they are, so with all of these events, we've done, this is our fourth Kaylee now. And with all of these events, we choose, or some of the participants who attend aquafit classes in the pool, generally they pick a cause that's important to them. And that's generally, it's Auchtool, it's local. And we raise the money in aid of that. So the last few we've done, St. Michael's House in Ballymun, we've done St. Francis Hospice, and then this one is Lourdes Daycare Centre, and they are using the money to facilitate an Easter event so that the residents all have Easter eggs and have a good day for Easter.
Okay, that's lovely. And will you be the person shouting out the instructions? Are you in the pool or?
Yeah, so it's a mix of, so it's myself, Ian McGowan, who is the Adult Education Manager at Gaelin, Donna McGraw, who is the Pool Operations Manager at Gaelin, and Cathal Keogh, who's Duty Manager Donna's the Pool Operations Manager in John McDermott Street Pool, not at Gaelin, and then Cathal is Duty Manager at the pool. So we do it between us. Donna's in the water, she adds to the crack. And yeah, so these participants would kind of be a little bit used to it now, but there's some people coming today who haven't done it before. And to be honest with you, there's that bit of a nerve, I think, coming to a pool, but it goes as soon as you enter the building. It's so much fun. The sense of community and atmosphere that's been built from the local people coming, from people of different ages, backgrounds, Dublin and further. There's people in the pool who are 20, there's people in the pool who are 70. It doesn't matter. It's absolutely irrelevant. It's about being together and enjoying Gaeilge and the atmosphere and enjoying aquatics.
It sounds fantastic. Kate, thanks a million for speaking with us today. That was Kate Beggy there. Kate's a swim teacher and an executive at Gaelin.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.